This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that no world leader has asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to cease fire with Pakistan under US pressure. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer. He said during the talk with US Vice President, India made its stand clear that if Pakistan attacks, India will respond by launching a big attack. Responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor in Lok Sabha, Prime Minister said India destroyed the terror camps situated deep under Pakistan during the operation.
किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है मेरा जवाब था अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला कर करके जवाब देंगे
Mr. Modi said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the operation and drones and missiles made in India exposed the capabilities of Pakistani arms and ammunition. The Prime Minister accused the Congress for not supporting the country on Operation Sindoor. He said India got the support of all the countries during Operation Sindoor, but Congress did not support the valour of the Indian armed forces. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, attacked Pakistan, saying that a heartless attack was organized and orchestrated by Pakistan. He said during Operation Sindoor, the opposition stood like a rock with the government. After the Prime Minister's reply, the House was adjourned to meet again at 11 a.m. today. The Rajya Sabha yesterday took up special discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated the Indian Army and security forces for eliminating three terrorists in Jammu and Kashmir who brutally killed 26 innocent people in Pahalgam. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-day visit to West Bengal and Jharkhand beginning today. During her visit to West Bengal, President Murmu will grace the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Kalyani in West Bengal. In Jharkhand, the President will attend the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Deoghar. Later, she will attend the 45th convocation ceremony of IIT, Indian School of Mines, Dhanbad. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar, NISAR, an Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. Income Tax Department has ruled out any change in tax rates under Income Tax Bill 2025. IT Department has issued a clarification on the proposed Income Tax Bill 2025, saying that it is only meant to simplify language and remove redundant or outdated provisions and does not propose any change in tax rates. International Monetary Fund, IMF, has revised its forecast for India's economic growth to 6.4% for both 2025 and 2026. Earlier, in its April 2025 World Economic Outlook, IMF had projected India's GDP growth at 6.2% for 2025 and 6.3% for 2026. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today, according to an updated report from the United States Geological Survey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.